Patrick Oting, Information and Communications Minister for Eastern Equatoria State, says an unspecified number of private vehicles were traveling from Tori to Kapoita when they fall into an ambush in a place called Singeta on Wednesday.
Some gunmen attacked the vehicles and five people were actually mentioned dead so far. And there are a couple of also wounded people also in that car. From the six, I think other vehicles maneuvered and the three were remaining in the site. And those who ambushed the car, they came and looted everything on the three vehicles that remained.
The Eastern Equatoria State Minister of Information says the wounded were rushed to a hospital in Kapoita South County and are receiving treatment for gunshot wounds. He says no arrests have been made, adding state authorities are doing their best to identify the attackers.
As a government, we are looking towards to see those who are involved, trying to trace their footmarks where they have taken off. Even we have a honorable governor flown right now from Juba to Kapoita and trying to find out more about that incident.
Oting says attacks on passenger vehicles have diminished in the Kapoita region in recent months.
This road was now a bit okay. People are moving. There was not any problems. It has just started and we'll follow about it. Apart from other minor issues of cattle wrestling between village and village, community and communities like that. Those are minor incidents that are happening. But an ambush is along the way like this. It has taken long without happening.
Beside the Torit Kapoita road attack, a separate ambush occurred on Monday along the Juba Numili Highway, which left five people dead, including two Catholic nuns who were returning to Juba from Lower. The nuns were in Lower to take part in centenary celebrations of the Catholic Church. The police arrested a number of people in connection with Monday's attack, but later released them, saying the suspects were charcoal burners going about their business not far from the crime scene. In a press statement released on Tuesday, President Salva Kiir accused the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, a non-signatory to the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, of being behind the road ambushes. The president threatened to withdraw from the Rome peace process. The South Sudan Opposition Alliance immediately denied being involved in either of the attacks. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.